Thank you. जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत गढ़ी वैष्णविंद की जय। नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचारी गौर भक्तविंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुर धाम की जय। मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। स्वागत वैष्णविंद की जय। निदाय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि गौर। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर सर्विंग श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो फिफ्थ चैप्टर। फर्स्ट कैंटो फिफ्थ चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 36। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये। बिफोर रिसाइटिंग दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम व्हिच इज द वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट वन शुड ऑफर रेस्पेक्टफुल ओबेइसेंसेस अनटू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड नारायण अनटू नरनारायण ऋषि द सुपर मोस्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग अनटू मदर सरस्वती the goddess of learning and to Srila Vyasadev, the author, Srila Prabhupada, the translator and partner. Kurbana, while performing, Jatra thereupon, Karmani duties, Bhagavat, the personality of Godhead, Shikshaya, by the will of Ashakrit, constantly, Grinanti takes on Guna qualities, Namani names, Krishnasya of Krishna. Anusmaranti constantly remembers cha and kurvana jatra karmani kurvana jatra karmani bhagavachi kishayakrita bhagavachi kishayakrita Asakti. Grinanti guna namani. Grinanti guna namani. Krishna sya anusmarati cha. Krishna sya anusmarati cha. Smaranti. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Jagadguru, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. While performing duties according to the order of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one constantly remember Him, His names, His qualities. And we will discuss the purport. वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। सो हरे कृष्णा, वेलकम टू अवर इश्कन अलाचुआ Hare Krishna temple, and Srila Prabhupada so mercifully, I don't think I ever saw it before, but online I noticed so many serious, sincere devotees, they are all the time giving class. So this thing, pandemic, actually helped also. Literally, you can find more speaker, and it's wonderful. Like you can do 10 hours, 20 hours, well, 15 hours, Bhagavatam. Just hearing and reciting, singing, chanting, and take a little prasadam if you take a little nap if you are tired. But it's wonderful. We are performing joyful Krishna conscious life in that sense. So this sloka, Srila Prabhupada gave such a beautiful purport. But sometimes for me it's difficult to grasp what Prabhupada trying to say. So I go through little process. Every day I do that. So we are going to share this. At the beginning, Srila Prabhupada in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 4, text 1, he says the qualification of the speaker and qualification of the listener. That's very nice. I always think about this. The Srila Prabhupada says, speaker never surpass the previous acharya. He must realize the subject matter so nicely that he can present the matter for the particular circumstances in a suitable manner. The original purpose of the text must be maintained. No obscure meaning should be screwed out of it. Very nice. Yet, it should be presented in an interesting manner for the understanding of the audience. Now, in first canto, first chapter, third verse, it promotes and inspires us, we should relish. If we cannot, while we are serving, if we are not happy, happiness is a component, happiness is also a result, both. The happiness would happily, joyfully, if we are serving Bhagavatam, then we will, this itself become the impetus to go on in life very joyfully, happily, in the midst of challenges. That's where the empowerment comes from, if we are happily serving. In first canto, first chapter, third verse, Srila Prabhupada writes, in Sanskrit, the parrot is also known as sukha. When a ripened fruit is cut by the red beaks of such birds. So this Bhagavatam, how tasty Prabhupada is giving, its sweet flavor is enhanced. The Vedic fruit, which is mature and ripe in knowledge, is spoken through the lips of Sukhdev Goswami, who is compared to the parrot, not for his ability to recite the Bhagavatam exactly as he heard it from his learned father, but for his ability to present the work in a manner that would appeal to all classes of men. That's why it makes sense when Prabhupada was singing or giving classes, he would see great Mahajans like Narad Muni, Lord Shiva came once in New York, in Texas, Mother Lakshmimani mentioned one time, Gopo Vrindapal Prabhu, his wife also, that how Prabhupada asked if they saw Narad Muni, if they saw Shiva, because they are happy. Just like when Sukhdev Goswami spoke, this four subject matter, four question, four answer that composed the Bhagavatam, completed the Bhagavatam between the Brahmaji and Supreme Lord Krishna. When it was given further to from Brahmaji to Narada, it transformed into four verses to 10 subject matters. And second canto, 10 chapter gives elaboration on this. And then this same thing further elaborated to Vyasdev. And Vyasdev, he saw this in a meditation. Bhakti yogena manasi sammak pranita amale. In that verse he says that by the mercy of Narada, Gurudev, he got this realization. Then he trapped his son Sukhdev, who was a Brahmavadi. As soon as he was born, he left the ashram of his father. He was so much merged into this Brahman, Brahmananda, that he has to be trapped by the unique trap of Vyasdev. When Sukhdev Goswami asked the reciter in a forest, how beautiful this personality that attracting me more than my Brahmananda, is he merciful? And those reciter, they are just simple followers of Vyasdev, but they had an opportunity to serve Vyasdev and Sukhdev. Then Sukhdev Goswami asked, is he merciful? Because one can be rich, but if he is not compassionate, if he is not kind, then his richness does not really benefit others. His richness is good, but that's not for me if he does not give or share his opulence. Yes, they quoted that verse. First they quoted Barha Piram Natabara Vapu, the explanation of Krishna's beauty supersedes any happiness that Sukhdev Goswami ever experienced. Now they are quoting another verse, Oho Bakiyam Stanakala Kutam. And the last part of the verse it says, Kambadayalu saranam rajema. Nobody is more kind, more benevolent than Lord Krishna. He manifested this Swarup Shakti expansion called Bhakti, and Bhakti enters into the heart. It looks like Prabhupada is merciful to us. Actually, it is the nature of Bhakti causing Prabhupada to act. When Bhakti enters in your heart, you will be acting. Four symptoms are given. Daina, Daya, Amanina, Manadena. So, these four symptoms of this way Sukhdev Goswami got completely. But then when Sukhdev Goswami spoke, even Narad Muni, Vyasdev, they were surprised. Wow! How Sukhdev Goswami attracted all the Jnani, Karmi, Yogi, Rishi, Tapasvi, all kinds of philosophical school followers were in that audience. They are attracted into Bhakti. Similar way when Prabhupada explained this Bhagavatam, same thing. Then it attracted to all other Mahajans. And I hope the whole world take advantage of it. That is my humble prayers. So, beginning with Srila Prabhupada's purport. An expert devotee of the Lord can mold his life in such a way that while performing all kinds of duties, either for this or the next life, he can constantly remember of the Lord's name, fame, qualities, etc. Then Srila Prabhupada writes, the order of the Lord is distinctly there in the Bhagavad Gita. One should work only for the Lord in all spheres of life. In every spheres of life, the Lord should be situated as the proprietor. When we read this sentence, what do we remember? Those who are thinking about or hearing this, immediately thinking of 529, Bhagavad Gita. Because Prabhupada, everything Prabhupada said is backed up by some sloka, looks like. Everything he's saying. So here we can understand that Prabhupada is giving a very nice secret that in Bhagavatam 2.8.4 it says, Shinnatam Sakata Krishna Grinantasya Sacheshtitam Kalena Nati Dhirgana Bhagavan Vishate Vidhi. We want to finally meet face to face to the Lord. Until that, in third canto Prabhupada said, until that beautiful episode takes place, we are not completely accepted by Krishna. But in order to experience this, we have to pay attention that we have to have a faith when we hear this Bhagavata. We have to do it every day, nittam. And we have to have a rapt attention. And Srila Prabhupada in 3rd canto, 9th chapter, text 33, Srila Prabhupada writes, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is said that a person whose only desire is to render transcendental loving service to the Lord is a free person in any condition of material existence. That service attitude is the sharup or real form of the living entity. You ever wonder? I wondered many times. What is my relationship with Krishna? Well, in due course of time it will reveal. Don't waste your time. Just keep on chanting and serving. Yes, that is true. But Prabhupada already said here. Prabhupada gave it. Why not we take it? Catch it and hold it in your heart. Prabhupada says that service attitude is the sarup or real form of the living entity. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita also confirmed this statement by declaring that the real spiritual form of the living entity, is eternal servitor to the Supreme Lord. I give you a little story about one time Dr. Patel in Bombay. He asked Prabhupada, because Prabhupada was talking about this. See, even in one paragraph, Prabhupada writes so much condense what we need in our life. We should hold this in our heart, eternally we will stay. So one time, Dr. Patel asked Prabhupada, after he saw he's having discussion with this relationship, he asked Prabhupada, he said, what kind of relationship I have with Krishna, Prabhupada? Prabhupada says, I'll tell you later. Okay. So after a few days, Prabhupada asked him, so, Dr. Patel, you see these children outside this Juhu Beach, those days I'm talking about, nowadays you don't see that many empty places. There was some dirty drains, and beaches are nearby also, but there was a lot of vacant place, and some poor children were playing there. Prabhupada's son to Dr. Patel says, can you do something to take care of them, give them nice bath, put them nice clothes, feed them nice prasadam, and bring them to temple? He immediately said to Prabhupada, me and my wife, we are like philanthropists. We philosophize. We don't do this kind of like. This is like a ritual, social things. We want to just philosophize and just, I'm interested. And Prabhupada said, I forgot to tell. Day before, Prabhupada told him, I think you are Santo Bhakta. And he didn't like it. He said, Prabhupada, I'm not Santo Bhakta. I'm better than that. Santos are like a basic. Prabhupada said, okay, I'll tell you later. But that day, after Prabhupada heard the answer that he's not interested to serve the other human being, these poor children, they need to be a devotee, he could not help. He wants to just philosophize, him and his wife. Prabhupada said, now you understand why I told you yesterday that you are Santa Bhakta? Because you don't have an attitude to serve the Lord. You have an envy. Now you may say, how he has an envy to the children? Because everybody is loitering in this world, Prabhupada explains, because of Krishna consciousness. Lacking of Krishna consciousness. Since we know that they need, they're looking for Krishna. Whatever they're looking, whatever they're attracted, it is all Krishna that they're looking. And if we do not introduce, we are envy. We are we are seeing them suffering, but we don't care. And the definition of envy Prabhupada gave, one discussion he had with Siddha Swarup Prabhu. You can look at it in database. That's how I found it many years back. That he says to Siddha Swarup Prabhu, when one has a rightful ownership to possess something, but in my mind I don't allow, then it is envy. So every living entity, especially human being in America, all over the world, they have a rightful ownership to serve Krishna. Knowing this, if we don't engage, we are actually envy. Srila Prabhupada, from the beginning of his life, I remember a story of Kadambakaran Maharaj was emphasizing one time that when there was no ISKCON, just beginning, on Srila Prabhupada's 22nd Avenue, they invited him to speak. And nobody knew him. So they had some program, somebody else was speaking, and then Prabhupada was going to come and speak. When he sat down in the back of the stage,
There was a gentleman came because Prabhupada had a saffron robes, and he said, "Oh, you're from India?" I said, "Yes." So they are trying to listen, also trying to converse a little bit. He said, "So what you are doing here?" I said, "I'm going to speak here." "Oh, they are calling my name. Can you watch my box of books?" He had those Bhagavatam sets. "Can you watch this?" He said, "Sure." That's it. Prabhupada just started engaging him to take care of the books. The first time, don't even know the name. So in the lecture, Prabhupada says, "So if you like what I say and you want to know more details, please buy some books. See the gentleman in the back, sitting next to the... Can you raise your hand?" And that gentleman found himself actually serving Prabhupada. He said, "Raise your hand so they can see." See, he has a box of books, Bhagavatam, I brought from India. "And you can buy those three volumes and give him a donation, and he'll take care. He'll take your donation and he'll give you the books. Can you do that, please, for me?" And that man agreed. That's very mysterious. You know, he just met somebody and just engaged in distributing Bhagavatam and all that. So this is the mood Prabhupada had. You know, it's very fascinating how he always wanted to give a spiritual credit so that they can go back home, back to Godhead, by any means, any opportunity. Then Prabhupada says, "Apart from such Vedic duties, even in our ordinary dealings, for example, in our household affairs, or in our business or profession, we must consider that the result of all activities must be given over to the Supreme Enjoyer. Lord Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has declared Himself to be the Supreme Enjoyer of everything." See, every time you hear this, it clicks. Prabhupada is so... I hope you are with me that what sloka he is mentioning. Everything Prabhupada said is backing by some sloka. It's 529. "The supreme proprietor of every planet and supreme friend of all beings. No one else but Lord Sri Krishna can claim to be the proprietor of everything within his creation." So what is pure bhakta, pure devotee means? The next paragraph Prabhupada gives, it's the same thing coming again. A pure devotee remembers this principle constantly. In doing so, he repeats the transcendental name, fame, qualities of the Lord. Now you wonder, like, how do I remember Krishna? I forget Krishna. You know, after a while, I forget about Krishna. Well, to remember Krishna and to chant, you have to have this principle in front of you. This 529 Bhagavad Gita. So we're going to discuss that a little bit. And Prabhupada further gives, "The Lord is identical with His name, fame, etc. And therefore, to be associated with His name, fame, etc. constantly means actually to associate with the Lord. The major portion of our monetary income, not less than 50%, must be spent to carry out the order of Lord Krishna. Not only should we give the profit of our earning to this cause, but we should also arrange to preach this cult of devotion to others, because that is also one of the orders of Lord Chaitanya. The Lord definitely says that no one is more dear to Him." Do you remember one verse in Bhagavad Gita also says that? Krishna says that nobody is more dear than Him. It's 1868. Prabhupada is putting in a paragraph, but he's not saying, but he's giving the reference. "The Lord definitely says that no one is more dear to Him than one who is always engaged in preaching work of the Lord's name, fame all over the world. The scientific discoveries of the material world can also be equally engaged in carrying out his order. He wants the message of the Bhagavad Gita to be preached amongst his devotees. So in Bhagavad Gita, if you read that, 1868, Jayadam Paramam Guyam Madhbhakteshu Abhidhashyati Bhaktimmayi Param Krittam Ame Vashyasi Asamsaya. Without doubt, you will go back home, back to Godhead. But to go back home, back to Godhead, you need bhakti. But only thing is something you can do now. What you can do? Internally, you have to hold on to three things. In the purport, Prabhupada gave a hint. And externally, you have to preach. If you share your realization, your dedication to Prabhupada, to Krishna, to Mahaprabhu, this movement, if you glorify all this personality, including Ishkan, you need to glorify. If there was no Ishkan, today there would not be 700 temples. Prabhupada started with 108 temples. Today over 700 temples. Because Prabhupada gave a beautiful gift called Ishkan, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We should glorify. Then we will see all of a sudden, astonishing in our heart, we are happy. And peace automatically will be there when you are satisfied. So that is required. Then Prabhupada writes, it may not be so done amongst those who have no credit. Austerity, charity, education, etc. Therefore, the attempt must go on convert unwilling man to become his devotee. Lord Chaitanya has taught a very simple method in this connection. He has taught the lesson of for preaching the transcendental message through singing, dancing, and refreshment. As such, 50% of our income may be spent for this purpose. In this fallen age of quarrel and dissension, if only the leading and wealthy person of society agree to spend 50% of their income in the service of the Lord, as it is taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is absolute certainty of converting this hell of pandemonium to the transcendental abode of the Lord. No one will disagree to partake in a function where good singing, dancing, refreshment are administered. Everyone will attend such a function. Everyone is sure to feel individually the transcendental presence of the Lord. This alone will help the attendants associate with the Lord and thereby purify themselves in spiritual realization. The only condition, now you may say, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to hear from Prabhupada and I'm ready to preach. But you need some examination in your consciousness. Prabhupada writes, the only condition for successful executing such spiritual activities is that they must be conducted under the guidance of a pure devotee. We are never going to do anything that Prabhupada did not want us to do. That should be front a big red sign. Anything we think or we say to others, will it please Prabhupada? No, then I'm not going to say it. Will it please Prabhupada? Then I'm not going to think about it. Prabhupada says the intelligence is that which destroys the thought before it turns into action. That spiritual intelligence has to guide us in order to progress. So Prabhupada says here, the only condition for successfully executing such spiritual activities is that they must be conducted under the guidance of pure devotee, who is completely free from all mundane desires, fruitive activities, dry speculation about the nature of the Lord. Under guidance, Haribol Prabhus and Matajis, if somebody says that they are not happy in spiritual path, only way you can check that your under guidance acceptance is maybe not firmly fixed. I give you a little example. Recently, we did a Ram Navami, seminars, 5 days. And I was researching for like a whole week. Gaurachand Prabhu helped me. And whole month we are researching. We learned a lot. It was wonderful. One example was very interesting. I mean, many examples like this, that how important is under guidance. Make sure, even you listening in the class right now, ask yourself why you are listening. Who told you to listen? Is it your own mind? That's not good. Oh, Prabhupada wanted, he established this beautiful sadhana that guarantees us to go back home. So for his pleasure, I'm following him, listening the class. That's very good. So one time, Lord Ram and Sita Devi with his brother Lakshman, when they were banished from Ayodhya, they went on a 14 years residing in the forest. So first place they came was a Guha. Guhak is a very nice, interesting person. He's not a civilized Brahmanical culture or Vedic culture. He's just a fisherman, he's a hunter, all kinds of job he has. When he saw Ram, Lakshman and Sita, just by seeing their beauty and their gentleness, did not even know that how fortunate he is in the forest to have darshan of the deities in a live form. So there was a river, and Lord Ram asked him to let them cross the river in his boat. So he put them in the boat. And while he's taking crossing, he staring at Lord Ram, and he fell in love, and he's like so much emotional. At one point, Guhak thought, this Supreme Lord, must be Supreme Lord, God, so wonderfully allowing me to serve him. So after coming to the other side of the bank, Lord Ram felt so much obligation with seeing that such a nicely, attentively. You know, one thing somebody give you right, but another thing is that how nicely they feel happy to take you other side of the river. It's such a gentle smile, happiness, and they feel ecstasy. Lord Ram told Sita Devi, did you bring any jewelry or something with you that I can give him and pay him as a payment? Sita Devi says, no, my lord, I'm following you. You are my husband. You are with nothing except the barks and the straws and the leaves and flowers. And I'm also following the same dress, because I am your half. So then Ram, apologetic way, says, I'm so sorry, Guhak, you worked so hard to take us other side. I want to pay you. I'm sorry, I don't have. He said, my lord, he's so intelligent, Guhak. All of a sudden, intelligence came to him too. He said, don't worry, you don't have to pay me now. But I will take the payment when the time comes. When I am about to leave this world, I need to cross the material ocean. So you have to allow me to hold your lotus feet and cross. Lord Ram says, let be it. He gave blessing. So nice. Then Guhak felt so much ecstasy, he started shaking. He told Ram, would you like to stay here for tonight? Please, let us serve you. So they stayed. At night, Sita Ram and Lakshman, they are about to rest. But Lakshman, from that day, the day he left Ayodhya, he never slept. He always guarding for the protection of Sita Ram. So Sita Ram inside the house sleeping. And Guha, they also went to sleep. And he's a leader of a big gang. And they also went to sleep. In the middle of the night, he woke up. He was surprised. He saw Lakshman is going with a bow and arrow around the house where Ram and Sita is resting. He's thinking, this is strange. Why is he doing this? He wants to kill Ram on his own. Even the Guha became a devotee, but he was not happy. See, there is a reason why. See if you can catch it. So he was disturbed, so he took his bow and arrow. And Lakshman did not see, because it's a dark. Lakshman is going around Sita Ram's place where they were resting. He's going around and he's guarding. But it was sanctioned by Ram. He told Ram, I want to just protect you and serve you like this. So Ram said, that's fine, sure. And Lakshman happily, he was guarding. But Guha did not know, neither he asked, even though he became a devotee. So he's thinking on his own, maybe Lakshman is trying to kill Ram and wants to enjoy, go back to the kingdom, become a king. But if he does that, I love Ram, I'm going to kill him. So he also pointing the arrow and he's going around Lakshman, but not that close, very far, in a dark. Lakshman didn't see, but Guha saw. And thousands of the soldiers of Guha, middle of the night, some of the leader woke up, they saw their master is with the bow and arrow, looking at Lakshman and going around this house. And they're thinking, what is he trying to do? He's trying to kill Lakshman. If he does this, we love Ram. We are going to kill Guha. So they also got up with their bow and arrow and they're going in an opposite direction. This way whole night passed. In the morning, everything was revealed. So then Guha confessed, I was very disturbed. And the soldiers also very disturbed. And Lord Ram says, when you do service, make sure you have under guidance. If you don't have under guidance, you may not release that service. Guha was trying to protect Ram, but under whose order? It was not authorized service. As a result, he was doing the service, whole night stayed up, but he was not relishing that seva ananda. Prabhupada said there's the three kinds of ananda, pleasure, happiness. One is jarananda, brahmananda, sevananda. There is a gradation. Sevananda is 1,000 trillion times more than brahmananda. So it's incomparable. But Lakshman was happy. And the soldier also did not consult with Guha. They are on their own. Whole night they also suffered while they are serving. But they are not happy. So Prabhupada right here that under the guidance of a pure devotee who is completely free from all mundane desire, Kruti Bhakti, means when you take under guidance, you will enjoy spiritual life. Lot of time we chant on our own. We don't even utter the name of Prabhupada or Guru. It says in the Shastra, without uttering Guru's name, Prathamastu Gurum Pujya, Tatascheva Mama Archanam, Kurban Siddhi, Vapnati Hi Annata Nishpalam Bhavet. If you do not utter Guru's name before you chanting, the chanting taking long time, many years, maybe life. We should always remember Jai Prabhupada, thinking of him, that he instructed us to chant. Mahaprabhu wanted us to chant. Then you chant. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, then Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You will see the result. Result is, your hankering for this material enjoyment is going down. Attachment to Krishna is growing. And there is inner satisfaction, happiness. I better finish this purport. It's a long purport. Time is running out. So, then Prabhupada writes, the only condition is that one must give up habit of dry speculation aimed at becoming one with the Lord. And after giving up such lofty, puffed up vanities, one may very submissively receive the orders of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, from the lips of a bona fide devotee, whose qualification is mentioned above, that will make everything successful without a doubt. Now, Prabhupada is giving little heavy about this dry speculation, because that's what they do, the impersonalism. You understand the difference between philosophical speculation and mental speculation. There is a vast difference. If you have a philosophical speculation, Prabhupada writes in the purport of Bhagavad Gita 14th chapter, first sloka, if one understands this chapter through the process of philosophical speculation, he will come to understanding of devotional service. But if you do mental speculation, dry speculation, you will go to hell. So it is not the speculation. Means, like for example, Krishna says, I am the taste of water. If you say, who believes this? That's called mental speculation. Dry argument. But if you say, how is Krishna is the taste? Let me think. I want to feel that. I want to. That is philosophical speculation. That will give you a boost to advance. It's the same speculation, cannot be given up easily, but we can focus how the attitude should be. I'll give you one example. Srila Prabhupada is so merciful that in 68, 69, anyway, his tour, he went to San Francisco. And Shamsundar Prabhu arranged a beautiful program. And there was an Indian yogi who was this, as Prabhupada writes in the purport, the dry speculation aimed at becoming one with the Lord. That's all he used to do, that Indian yogi. And some or other, he did not criticize Prabhupada, but he would not say anything about bhakti. He would only talk about impersonalism. Okay, all these years passed, but see how much Prabhupada is infusing bhakti in the impersonalist heart. Recently, Radhanath Maharaj, they went to, not during the pandemic, before. Last year, he went to Haridwar, where there is no ISKCON temple yet, just a small vegetarian restaurant, prasadam restaurant. So there was a Mayavadi temple, and the same person who saw Prabhupada in 60, and some other knew Radhanath Maharaj, he liked him. So he saw him coming with some devotees, he welcomed him in the temple. And he told the other sannyasis to give him a place. And he had a 30-40 strict sannyasis. They are reciting all these verses like you won't believe, so nice rhythm. But it's like how they memorize those verses of Sanskrit. Going, 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 going. Because that's all they do. It's a little dry, but that's all they do. All of a sudden, this Swami impersonalist, he looked at Radhanath Maharaj and he says, I remember your Guru Maharaj, Swami Bhakti Vedanta. Oh, he used to chant. I never said to my follower or anybody, but in my mind I was thinking, what is this Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. And when he started singing, he's an impersonalist. Tears started coming. He said, I remember in Guru Maharaj, Swami Bhaktivedanta in late 60s in San Francisco. How he gave this bhakti to others. And saying this, he started crying and he fainted. After a few minutes, he came out. He told Radhanath Maharaj, he told the sannyasis, let him speak. Guess what Radhanath Maharaj spoke? He did not speak any philosophy much, but he gave a sweet pastime of Kalabecha Sridhar, how the Lord was bargaining, bartering. or making a joke with Kalavacha Sridhar. And these sannyasis, who is so strict, because their Guru Maharaj told to hear from Radhanath Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj making such a beautiful story, that all these sannyasis, instead of reciting the verses, they forgot, they started rolling on the ground and laughing and joking with this story. And after that, Maharaj and his follower, they offered the food and fed the prasadam in that Mayavadi's place. And then Mayavadi sannyasi changed completely. He cried for Prabhupada. He got delivered after that long, but still Prabhupada is infecting them so nicely. So, I'm just ending here. I have a few minutes. Just if there is any question, comments. My last word is that we should focus not on the pain of failing, we should focus on the pleasure of learning. And we know we need to hear Bhagavatam every day, and I appreciate all the devotees listening Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam not only gives an idea to fulfill our desire, Bhagavatam also tells us what desire we need to fulfill. These are very important. The best way, as Prabhupada says, to control our thought is to direct them towards the one who is always in control, Krishna. So I'll end here. If there is any comment or question. Let's see. Okay. Madhujjalilananda Mataji. The seminar that we will have, Madam Mukhi announced, is called Pran Govinda USA, Facebook, or Pran Govinda Das. Pran Govinda. Sorry, both are there. There's a two. And Dipanga Prabhu is appreciating the class. Okay. Is there any question? No. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai, Vāñchākalpa durvasya kṛpā, Sindhu vaiva ca patitānam pāvanibhyo vaiṣṇavebhyo.